beginning at verse 35. And the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had set away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Thank you for every listening ear. And now, Lord, continue to open our ears and our hearts that we might be receptive to your word. So that after the teaching and the preaching, we will be not only hearers, but doers of your word. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. You said these verses are familiar to many of us. Amen. If we have been in church for any number of years and have been students of the Bible, we have either read this passage or heard some preacher or teacher, amen, expound on it at some time or another.
Amen.
With the storm in mind that we had on last week, amen, I want to use for a thought today, surviving the storm.
Amen.
Surviving the storm. Life is so unpredictable. Would you agree with that?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
I remember last week when the week before last now, when the meteorologists were calling for the storm and the severity of it. We got a little taste of it the Sunday before. We got another little taste on that Wednesday. Amen. But then that Thursday, the sun was just shining so beautiful and shining so brightly. Some of the meteorologists say they were getting emails, people saying, are y'all sure? You got the report right. Because Thursday was just so beautiful. So warm, I think maybe in the 40s, was it? I forgot exactly, but they were saying that people were emailing them and meeting them on the street. So y'all sure y'all have this weekend report right? Because it, from the looks of it, amen, it didn't appear that anything as drastic as they were talking about could come to pass. Amen. But the storms are unpredictable as well.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. When we know about storms, especially in the wintertime, when we're talking about ice storms or snowstorms, we put in motion a certain amount of preparation. In other words, we begin to prepare to ride out the storm.
Amen.
Amen. We try to anticipate what we're going to need because we really don't want to starve.
Amen.
Come on,
preacher. The storm is passing over.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
We really want to make sure that we don't starve. It's just going to be a couple of days, but we want to make sure we don't even get hungry.
That's right.
Amen.
So we prepare.
Amen.
Amen. I got reports that Brother Calvin said they put in a work order and he was wide open for a long time. He's rolling in the grocery store and the people snatching the bread off his truck before he can get it on the rack. Because people don't want to starve.
Amen.
When it's snow, we want to prepare. Amen. A number of other things, eggs, milk. Amen. The other day, my wife got some Vienna sausage and potted meat. I thought it was for the snow. She said, ain't for the snow, it's for if the lights go out.
That's right.
It's good to have somebody looking out for you. You don't have to cook potted meat. You just open it up. Amen. Well, we try to prepare.
Amen.
We try to prepare ourselves in the anticipation of what the storm may bring. Mm-hmm. Amen. And sometimes, in spite of all of our preparation, when the storm comes, it can leave us sometimes feeling hopeless and helpless.
That's right.
Amen. The other week when it continued to snow and looked like things began to close in on us. Couldn't open my basement door, the storm door, couldn't push it over, the snow had come up to it. And you go for a few hours and you look out and it's still snowing. Mm-hmm. You start to get a little anxious now. Amen. But God is able.
Yeah, he is.
Huh?
Amen.
To help you through the storm. And the storms of life that all of us encounter, amen, are just as unpredictable as the storms, amen, the natural storm, the weather storms. One day we can be so happy and everything running so smooth. You thinking in your mind, I like this. I'm hoping tomorrow is going to be just like today. But how many have experienced tomorrow being the opposite?
Amen.
Huh? Of today. Amen. But I found, amen, a passage of scripture that I want to share with you, Psalm 121, a very beautiful psalm, but we're just going to look at two verses. Amen. Those times in your life when you feel helpless and hopeless, the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill.
Yes.
Amen.
I will lift up mine eyes. Now, to lift up your eyes, you got to lift up your head.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Some of us allow our troubles to keep us with our heads hung down. Sometimes we can't hardly see where we're going because we got our heads hung so low. But the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Because my help comes from the Lord. Where my help comes from? It comes from the Lord. Amen. The one that made heaven and earth. Jesus is a good source of help.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We were in our Sunday school lesson, and the teacher had a word that he invited us to remember. Amen. Omnipotent.
Amen. Yeah.
Meaning that one has all power
yeah.
and authority.
Yeah.
So if your help is coming from the Lord, your help is coming from one that have all power. Amen. Right in his hand. And just, don't you know that Jesus even said that himself over in Matthew 28? Glory to God. He said, when he rose, he said, now I've got all power in heaven and in earth.
That's right.
Jesus said, I got it. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you, amen, if you're connected to the power source, let the winds blow.
Amen.
Let the storm rise.
Yes. Amen.
If you're connected to the right source.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But life, amen, can cause us to wonder if we are connected to the right source.
Amen.
Even though we feel the presence of God on the inside, sometimes life can weigh so heavy on us sometimes that we wonder, am I with Jesus? Is Jesus with me?
Amen.
Huh? Just like the lesson this morning, it started off about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, whom Jesus loved.
Amen.
Amen.
But they had a crisis. Huh? The brother got sick, and before Christ could get there, he died. And so, they seem to be at a loss for what to do. So they tell Jesus when he comes, if you had been here.
That's right.
Amen.
Huh? They knew and they believed that he was powerful, but somehow or another they got lost in the maze, amen, of their grief and sorrow. They said, if you had been here. So we are like that sometimes. We're attached to the Lord, but sometimes, amen, things happen in our life, and we say, Lord, are you with me?
Amen.
Yes. Come on now, pray.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, in our text today, we look at this text, man, the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. This text starts off with Jesus, this chapter rather, starts off with Jesus doing a great teaching. Amen. The first part of it, it talks about the sower going out sowing the word. Amen. Sowing seed, rather. And it named the various types of soil that it fell upon. Amen. And when the disciples got Jesus by himself, they asked him, "What? This exactly what were you talking about?" And Jesus said, the sower went out, and what the seed was the word. The seed was the word of God. Amen. And through the various types of soil, amen, the seed did not come to fruition.
Amen.
But when it was sown in good ground, thank you, Jesus, when it was sown in ground that was not distracted by the cares of life, amen, many times we are distracted by the cares of life. And God's word cannot, amen, come to maturity in our life.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus talked on about that, amen. And the Bible says that he talked about the mustard seed. Glory to God. The mustard seed was a small seed. Jesus said the smallest among seeds. But when you plant it, talked about how it will grow into a strong vine, amen, a strong plant. Glory be to God. Talking about our faith, when we put our faith in the Lord, amen, and allow it to grow, then it gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jesus spent practically all day teaching, amen, first to the multitude, and then he had a separate session to the disciples and a few others, according to Scripture. So the Bible says here, amen, as we look at what we shared, he said that same day after all of that teaching, amen, Jesus issues these instructions to his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. He said, let us pass over to the other side. In other words, amen, you see, Jesus was standing in the boat teaching. He was already in the boat. He was standing in the boat teaching, and Jesus tells the disciples now, they sent the multitude away. Bible class is over today. Everybody got to go now. Jesus got to have some rest, because we was talking in Sunday school. He was human when he was walking the earth.
Amen.
Glory to God. He had limitations that humanity had when he was walking the earth. So he's exhausted, amen, from teaching all day long.
Yes.
So the Bible says, he says to his disciples, let us pass over to the other side. In other words, we got to get away from the crowd. Don't you know, saints of God, that every now and then you got to get away.
Amen.
Huh? You got to get away and refresh yourself. You got to get away and, amen, get a little relaxation in. Glory to Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus told the disciples on one occasion, he said, you got to come apart and rest. In other words, he was telling them, look, every now and then, you got to get some rest.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. So he said to them, he said, let us pass over unto the other side. So he sent the multitudes away, and amen, they took him as he was all that day long. They took him on the ship. The Bible says that Jesus, amen, goes to the rear of the ship, and he goes to sleep. Now, if you will allow me to use my imagination, amen, I believe that while Jesus is sleeping, no doubt they are reminiscing about the day's activities. Because it didn't say that the disciples were asleep. It only said that Jesus was asleep on a pillow. So I believe that perhaps maybe they were just rehearsing the day's events. And all of a sudden they began to notice the old ship starting to shake a little bit more than usual. Glory be to God. And maybe one looked at the other and said, well, the wind is getting up a little bit. You know, that's what we say sometimes. We're messing around the outside, and we get a gust of wind. We say, well, looks like the wind is kind of getting up a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. And maybe they just continued to keep on talking, and Jesus continued to sleep. And I believe that the wind got a little stronger and a little stronger. Glory be to God. Until all of a sudden it had the old ship just reeling and rocking. Now, this had to be, amen, a condition that these fishermen, they were disciples, but some of them were ex-fishermen, and they had been out on the sea before. But this had to be a condition that they had not experienced before. Glory to God. It's just kind of like we are many times. There are things in our life that we can handle, but look like when it gets to the extreme, look like we're lost and don't know how to deal with it.
Amen.
Oh, can somebody Amen. Tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. We kind of deal with little moderate pain in our body, but when the pain really gets severe, we start wondering, what is this now? I can't shake it. Took some BCs and I'm putting a heating pad on it. Looked like ain't nothing moving. And we begin to get a little uneasy. And then our minds start running away with us. Now, y'all know how that happens sometimes.
Yes.
I remember 2 years ago, I was talking to Billy Ray, and he said he had a hurt in his side, and he went to the doctor, and they told him, oh, Lord, I hope I ain't got that. You know, our minds start running away with us.
Amen.
Glory to God. But we're forgetting about the power of God.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. We serve a powerful God.
Yes,
amen. Yes. We don't serve no chump.
That's right.
We serve a powerful God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he don't go around boasting. He just show up and ask.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so the Bible says that after a while, amen, a great storm of wind. This was just wind. Glory to God. but it had stirred up the waves. And the waves were going up and down and hitting up against the boat. And water was going over in the boat. Amen. And it created a very serious situation. Oh my goodness. But Jesus was asleep.
Amen.
Oh my. Isn't it something how sometime in our life look like our very most trying time, we can't hear anything from the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't no saints quoting scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hear nothing from the Lord. Like, have you left me? Are you here? Are you still here? Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus on a pillow, sleep. Thank you, Jesus. The disciples are in a panic mode. Because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like we get a whole lot of times, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. It don't take much for us to get in that panic mode, do we? Thank you, Jesus. We feel like we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to turn. So somebody suggests maybe we need to wake up Jesus.
Amen.
Because he is the master teacher.
Amen.
I don't know whether they had any inclinations as to what Jesus was going to do, but they felt it was a need to wake him up.
Wake him up.
Just like the choir was singing earlier today, sometime it'll do you good just to call Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't wait till things are out of control. Just drive down the road sometime and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Sometimes you just might be in your house all by yourself.
Yes.
Everybody else is gone. But just say, Jesus,
yes.
Jesus, Jesus. Running the vacuum cleaner down through the house.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Amen.
Huh? Because I just love to call your name.
Amen.
I love communion with you, Lord.
Yes.
Because every time I talk to you, I get a good feeling.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to you, I get a reassurance that you're still in my life.
Yeah.
So it's good, saints of God, just to call Jesus.
Yeah.
Even when the sun is shining bright, man, you can call Jesus.
Yeah.
So the Bible said that they go back to the back of the ship, and Jesus is back there asleep. I can only imagine that there have been some frantic calls. There have been some frantic screams. Amen. Some loud outbursts at the situation that they're in. But Jesus is still asleep. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. The one that's got all power in his hand. And he's fast asleep at the most critical time in my life. But don't forget, people of God, but that was the humanity of the Lord. That was not his divinity. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. So the Bible said that they went to the back of the ship and they woke him up and began to question him. They said, Master, don't you care if we perish? They had a man a legitimate word for the Lord because they felt like the storm was out of their control. They felt like the storm was more than they could handle. All of their expertise put together was not enough to bring calmness to their situation. You see, because the sea was raging. Glory be to God. But they had one on board. Hallelujah, that had all power in his hand. They woke Jesus up. He said, don't you care if we perish? The Bible said Jesus got up and he quieted the storm with just three little words. Peace, be still. Isn't it good to have Jesus to speak a word in your life? I don't know about you, but I've experienced that time and time again. Jesus stepped into my life in a chaotic time and just spoke peace. Hallelujah. And the trouble had to realign itself. Can somebody tell God thank you? Well, I was looking at it this morning, and when he said, peace be still, the water was still there. The wind was still there, but it had to calm down because the master had spoken to them. The master, the one that created, the one, amen, that put the channels of wind into motion on the day of creation. He spoke and said, you got to be still. The one that separated the earth from the water and said, you be an ocean over here. He spoke to it and said, you got to be still. Thank you be to God. And so the Bible said, when everything calmed down, those disciples, amen, they were bewildered because they had seen him do many things, glory to God, pertaining unto man. But this is the first act of nature that they have witnessed. And they witnessed him, amen, bringing nature under control. They witnessed Jesus speaking to the forces that we can't see, because we can't see the wind. We can only see the effects of it, but we can't see it. But Jesus spoke to it, and it had to come under submission. Those disciples were able to survive the storm because they called on Jesus. I said they were able to make it through the storm because they had a mind to go wake up Jesus. Now can I talk to us just a little while? Glory be to God. If I can make some parallels here. In our natural storm, I said in the beginning that we want to make sure we got the right food items. We want to make sure we got milk and eggs and some cookies and all of these little things. And also we want to make sure that we got some bread. Oh, glory be to God. Well, I got good news for you today. If you want to survive the storm, you got to make sure you have not some bread, but the bread. Look at your neighbor. The bread. What are you talking about? Over in the sixth chapter of St. John, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. God have mercy. I said, if you got the bread, you can make it through the storms of life. If you got the bread, it does not matter how severe the situation might be. You'll be able to survive. You'll be able to come out more than a conqueror if you have the bread. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the one that, amen, the creator and the sustainer of life. The one that can speak in your life and bring peace right in the midst of storm. It matters not how turbulent your storm might be. It matters not how out of control it might be. If you got deep breath, oh my God, if you got deep breath, thank you, Jesus, he can make it all right. I know what I'm talking about. I said, I know what I'm talking about. If you got the deep bread, thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about the other brands. Don't worry about the other brand. If you got the bread, J-E-S-U-S. If you got Jesus, you got it, amen. What you need in a time like this. And many of us in here today, amen, we've just come out of a storm of life. And I'm not talking about the snow now. But many of us have come out of a storm of life. Many of us are right now, right in the midst of a storm. The wind is blowing. You came into the shelter today to get some relief from the storm. Is anybody here, thank you, Jesus, came here today to get some relief from the storm? The wind was blowing so fiercely on the outside. Glory be to God. But you made your way into the house of God to get shelter from the storm. And Jesus in that shelter today. I'm so glad the choir was singing about Jesus today, because he is the one. He is the bread. If you can call him, glory be to God, he can see you through the storm. You see, the thing about the disciples, he allowed the storm to come up. They had to deal with the storm a little while, so you might have to deal with it a little while. He's not going to give you smooth sailing all the way, but he said in his word, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. So he was with those disciples. They just didn't recognize his divinity. Hallelujah, him sleep on a pillow. But when he got up and when he spoke the word, hallelujah, things changed in their life. They began to look at one another and said, what kind of man is this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I ask that sometimes when I look at my own self, when I look at my own shortcomings, but I can still feel his presence.
So
what kind of man is this that would put up with me and my failures, put up with me and my frailty? What kind of man is this that would put up with me when I come short? But I found out that he is the God of mercy. He is the God of love. He is the God of peace. But on Monday night, I went outside to take my trash, and when I looked up, stars had blanketed in the sky.
Amen.
It was so beautiful, hallelujah, as if to say that all of that on the ground didn't come from here, but we know it did. But it was so beautiful to see all of the stars, glory be to God, the moon and the firmament. We just had to look up and say again, it is good.
Yeah.
God knows how to paint a picture like nobody else can. I said he knows how to paint a picture like nobody else can. That's the reason why he deserves our praise.
Yes, he does.
Not only today, but every day of our life. Every day you get up, you need to take just a little time and praise God. I know some of you still gotta go to your job, but before you go to your job, you ought to give God praise. Sometimes during the just pray, amen, a praise is in your spirit. Your God, you just walk around thanking God for his goodness. You walk around giving God the praise for his mighty act. You walk around giving him glory for where he had brought you from. You walk around praising him for what he saw you through. You walk around praising him for how he brought you out. You're praising because you know that nobody else could. And as a matter of fact, nobody else would. But Jesus. My. Jesus. He brought me out. Jesus. He brought me out. Will you stand with us today? What a mighty God.
We serve.
We serve.
Yeah.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. What a mighty God we serve. And my soul is an anchor in the Lord.
Amen.
While somebody might be coming, somebody might want to come. Join, somebody might want prayer, somebody might want baptism, whatever your need is, come. Share it with us and we will do it with the help of the Lord.
Amen.
While we're doing a little bit of this song, you can come. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.